Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on the Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
In St. Louis, you think about places like the Fieldhouse Museum, the Griot Museum of Black History. Harrisdale University is a significant site that's included in this challenge. The Mary Meacham Freedom Crossing, the Blues Museum, Scott Joplin. There are a lot of those opportunities. And then once you start leaving the region, then you can cross all the way over to Kansas City, and you've got the Negro Leagues Hall of Fame. You've got the Jazz Museum. So there are places that you can explore that heritage. The Forest Park Adventure, it all takes place in Forest Park. And so you have the opportunity to visit cultural institutions in the park, the Muni, the Jewel Box, our art museum, and other attractions. But then you also have the opportunity to visit landmarks in terms of natural beauty in the park. St. Louis actually, through the eras, had three different Route 66s.
Is that so?
Yeah, so they had one that went kind of out in the county, traversed a little bit like 270, one that came through downtown and into the city, and then one that followed along what ultimately became I-44.
I'm Sarah Fenske. You may think you know Missouri. You've gone to the Gateway Arch. You've eaten at Arthur Bryant's. You've even done a float trip into the heart of the Ozarks. But do you really know Missouri? The Missouri Explorers Program aims to expand your knowledge of the Show Me State with 22 challenges to get you off the beaten path and into the unknown. Now, some of those challenges are based right here in St. Louis. And here today to tell us more is Karen Myrink. She is the Director of Visitor and Volunteer Services for Explore St. Louis. Karen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, Karen, I understand the Missouri Explorers Program, this came because of the state's bicentennial celebration. How did this all come about?
It did indeed. So in 2013, the state legislature decided that they wanted to start planning their bicentennial celebrations. And so it went along, and I attended a meeting last fall in which the chairperson for that commission was here in St. Louis talking about the different plans that were underway. And we really wanted to kind of showcase what opportunities were available for St. Louis. You know, he really brought it to the group to say, you know, we have an opportunity to customize and showcase our city to through everyone across the state. And so we put together a commission and working group, and we started investigating opportunities.
It seems like it would be hard to figure out. I mean, there's just so many options. Like, how do you even begin to organize them into thematic challenges? Was there a lot of arguments about this is worth a challenge? No, this is worth a challenge.
Well, there's so many, as you mentioned, there's so many different things that you can focus on. But we put it really in the hands of this working group, partners from ours in the industry, tourism industry, and they had the opportunity to hand select and sponsor a challenge. And so really, we took their guidance. What did they want to feature? And so, for example, the Missouri History Museum sponsored a program, but they opted to sponsor a challenge on Forest Park, make it an adventure challenge. And so we really put that in the hands of those groups that wanted to take the lead and work with us on that. So we have, I think, a diverse type of reflection of challenges, that of things you can see and do in St. Louis. Of course, there are things that are missing, but there's an awful lot that's included.
There's always going to be something missing. Mm-hmm. there's too much. I want to dig into a couple of these challenges.
Sure.
But before we do that, I want to highlight the perks that come with finishing one of these, because this isn't just something where you're checking things off on a box. People are being asked to register.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they complete one, I guess give us a sense of what goes into completing one and what do you get if you do?
Well, think about if you were a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout and you were earning badges and patches. It's similar to that. It's easy. It's free. It's all online on their website, which is Missouri2021.org. And you can register for this. And as soon as you register, you automatically earn a badge. And so
that's easy enough.
There you go. Yes, you get a button that's a Missouri Explorers button, and then you start investigating the challenge opportunities. So you may want to do something that incorporates St. Louis to start. You may want to start in St. Louis, but then venture to other parts of the state. So there are a number of opportunities. You're not limited to the number of challenges that you participate in. And as you document your visits, each challenge is a little different. Some might be you have to visit 5 sites in 5 different counties. You document it by taking a photo at that site or taking a selfie and then sharing it once you've completed that with the Missouri Bicentennial Commission.
And then they send you your button.
They do indeed, yeah. So every button, every sponsor and challenge organizer was able to create art for the different challenges. So they're all different, and so it's fun to collect them.
That is, it gives you a little project in mm-hmm. the middle of things being not maybe fully reopened yet. You can
right.
go check out some things across the state. Has there been a lot of interest in this at this point?
There has. You know, and I think in ordinary times, you know, I think there would have been large celebrations, and there are some of that, but really when we were looking at this in the fall and the winter, we really didn't know what to anticipate. And so it was important to put together some opportunities that people could do individually, on their own, with their family groups, and still participate. One of the goals of the Missouri Bicentennial Commission was to make it accessible around the state in local communities, in small towns, in large cities. And so I think that that was one of the big goals. And I think that they've achieved that for sure.
We did hear from a listener this morning. Marie was tweeting at us that she's concerned about, as you know, in the Springfield area, there is a big surge in COVID-19 cases. She says, how does this happen during a pandemic? 74 of Missouri's 115 counties are less than 30% fully vaccinated. Why is the state promoting travel to counties that never did anything to reduce the spread of COVID-19 and never will? Is that a concern as you're thinking about St. Louisans who may be trying to notch these badges? There's maybe some parts of the state that this is not the right time to visit.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we do is we really promote that people travel safely, that they do the things, get vaccinated, that they wear masks and, you know, distance if needed. And so I think that everyone has to make their own decisions in regards to that. Fortunately, in St. Louis, we've been very fortunate in that our attractions and our partners have been cautious about that. And so we definitely encourage that. If you look at our website, we have protocols in place. We worked with a lot of people to set those protocols so that people could explore safely.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have been exploring safely, we want to hear from you. If you are in the process of trying to do a challenge, or maybe you have a Missouri spot that you feel deserves exploration, something that might not be on our radar that's worth a trip, we're going to open up the phone lines. You can call us at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at STL on Air, and we will share your pick. Now, I want to talk about a couple of these St. Louis-based
sure.
challenges. These are all so full of different things, and we obviously can't go piece by piece by piece through them. But some of them just have some really interesting things in here. The one that caught my eye is the Get Your Kicks in St. Louis, which includes sites along Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
This starts with a lot of sites people might be familiar with, even if they haven't quite gotten around to visiting them yet. Then it kind of heads into the countryside. Walk us through some of the places on this one.
Well, St. Louis, actually, through the eras, had 3 different Route 66s.
Is that so?
Yeah. So they had one that went kind of out in the county, traversed a little bit like 270, one that came through downtown and into the city, and then one that followed along what ultimately became I-44. And so there are interesting routes along there. So you've got some of the naturals like Chain of Rocks Bridge. You've got landmarks that may or may not have been here when they started scouting out and traveling Route 66, like the Gateway Arch. But then you head to the Central West End, and the Chase Park Plaza was there. The Missouri History Museum opened in 1927, so mm-hmm. that was there. And then you make your way by Ted Drew's to sites like the Missouri Transportation Museum, which is a great place if you're interested in transportation, but also about Route 66. They have a facade from the Coral Courts Motel, which was along Watson Road, which was very well known.
There's also something on here I was not familiar with. There's a Jesse James Wax Museum on Route 66.
Yes, out in Sullivan. So if you are traveling to the Missouri or the Merrimack Caverns, it's right by there. So it's a great tandem opportunity for you to visit and explore that area right on the Merrimack River.
And then you're sort of checking off two things mm-hmm. from your challenge. The caverns are also part of this if people haven't done that yet. And then you can hit the Wax Museum mm-hmm. while you're down there. We did hear from a listener with a suggestion. Carlotta writes, down Highway 21, about halfway between DeSoto and Potosi in Washington State Park, there are some ancient petroglyphs that are fascinating. I don't think too many people know about them, but they are worth a visit. And while you're at it, you can camp or stay in cabins at Washington State Park. Karen, I feel like part of what makes these challenges good is they sort of grouped things together. So you can sort of easily scan the list and go, okay, if I'm going here anyway, this is relatively close by. I can make it a twofer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, for example, one that really embodies that is the Forest Park Adventure. It all takes place in Forest Park. And so you have the opportunity to visit cultural institutions in the park, the Muni, the Jewel Box, our art museum, and other attractions. But then you also have the opportunity to visit landmarks in terms of natural beauty in the park. And so that's one that really is grouped together. But we also, on some of our challenges, like Route 66, put it in a kind of geographic location. One that's interesting is the St. Louis art scene. It is created around a map. You think about St. Louis and how many opportunities there are in so many eras of or types of arts and experiences, that they divided it by themes. So, and it's all based on a map. So you've got performing arts, you've got musical arts, visual arts, but you've also got murals, you've got sculptures, and you go to that challenge and you click through and it takes you to a map. Everything's color-coded. And so you can go check out all of the different sculptures in St. Louis, 75 plus sculptures. There are over 40 murals. And you can look and you can look at that map and say, oh, well, I have time to spend around this neighborhood. I'm going to go to the Grove in Maplewood, let's say, and so kind of that area. And you can target that. And you can click on the map and see what that sculpture looks like. And you go, huh, well, that's what that's called. I had no idea. And so, yeah, so there are different treats and ways to explore the different challenges.
So that website that has all of these challenges mm-hmm. spelled out in it, that's Missouri2021.org. You can check out these challenges for yourself, figure out how to plan your own visit. And we're talking today with Karen Myrank, the Director of Visitor and Volunteer Services for Explore St. Louis. One of the other St. Louis-based challenges, or I shouldn't say it's based in St. Louis, but there are a lot of St. Louis sites on here. And if you're interested in what you see locally, you can also then hit the road and check out other sites across the state. This is the African American mm-hmm. Heritage Challenge. Karen, tell us about a few highlights on this one.
So in St. Louis, you think about places like the Fieldhouse Museum, the Griot Museum of Black History. Harrisdale University is a significant site that's included in this challenge. The Mary Meacham Freedom Crossing, the Blues Museum, Scott Joplin. There are a lot of those opportunities. And then once you start leaving the region, then you can cross all the way over to Kansas City, and you've got the Negro Leagues Hall of Fame, you've got the Jazz Museum. So there are places that you can explore that heritage along with other themes, you know, music, for example.
Sort of get the whole history of the state just mm-hmm. by looking at the African-American experience.
Right. I mean, it was very influential and impactful in the state of Missouri and what our community looks like now.
And for history lovers, there's also another one that is completely history-focused, completely St. Louis-focused. This is an easy badge to get if you don't want to leave the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. This is the Historic Gems of St. Louis Challenge.
Right.
Is there a particular highlight on this one that people might not know about that you'd want to steer them towards?
Oh, goodness. Well, there's so many.
This is like trying to pick your child, right?
Right. Well, Lafayette Square, for example, is and Lafayette Park. Evidently, in the last century, or actually 1800s, Marquis de Lafayette came to St. Louis. He made a huge impression and impact on St. Louisans. And when he left, they decided to build this park in his honor. So that's a great story and a way to learn about history. But then you think about our historic homes. So many of those are open for touring. The Field House, the Campbell House, the Joplin House are all available. But then you also look at places like the Missouri Botanical Garden, which is a major attraction, but it's also a historic site. It was created by Henry Shaw, and the Climatron is the first geodesic dome that was built. So that's something that's on there. Obviously, places like the Eads Bridge are included. But there's so many good things to see and do. So based on your interests as well.
So we encourage people to check out all these challenges. You can figure out if you want to go to the countryside, stay in the city. There's something for everybody. Karen, I'm also just curious, in our final couple minutes here, in your work with Explore St. Louis, are we beginning to get a lot of tourists in St. Louis again? We are.
We are, yes. Fortunately and gratefully, we are seeing a lot of leisure travel, a lot of vacationers that are coming, a lot of families that are getting back together again, and we've started resuming some events. Recently, we hosted the U.S. Gymnastics.
And that was huge.
Team trials, it was huge. It was exciting, and it brought a lot of people to the St. Louis area, to hotels, to attractions, to restaurants who need it very badly. We're just seeing a lot of vacation travel. So that is the travel that really has jumped back. We're seeing great numbers, and hotels are starting to reach some days where they were in 2019, which was a banner year.
So, wow, that's huge.
Yeah, so on not every day, but on some days we are making those numbers. And the airport is seeing a lot of traffic. Most airlines in July have resumed their close to their levels from 2019. So we're just maybe 20 flights off on daily departures from where we were in 2019 now in July.
So things really have picked back up.
Yeah. So the areas of opportunity would be business travel, getting people back out on the roads, doing that. Everyone is still successfully managing to work remotely, but ultimately people need to meet face-to-face.
I'm sure you guys are eagerly anticipating the minute businesses are ready to do that again.
Yes.
Explore St. Louis will be ready.
Absolutely.
Well, Karen Myrink, Director of Visitor and Volunteer Services for Explore St. Louis, we want to thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. If you learned something new from today's episode, consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the easiest way to help people discover our show. We appreciate it. Thank you. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.